You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Can I just get on the front foot and say that I'm sorry for what happened in this show? It was 2 hours and I primarily spoke about things that I ended up wanting to retract.
Look, a little bit questionable, but you know what? We're still new here. We've still got our L plates on and...
I don't anymore.
What have you learned from today?
I have learned that you need to buy funeral insurance.
Please don't bring this up again.
Death insurance.
Please don't bring this up again.
Life insurance. I keep forgetting the word that goes before the insurance. Some kind of insurance.
I've never known. Carl, actually, you should have a chat to the Guinness World Records today.
How many times I said insurance?
No, how many times you just put your foot in it? Today, I know that we talk later about your legs going numb, but the amount of times you have said stuff today that was borderline offensive in the direction of myself.
Including morbid.
Yes.
Grim, chilling.
I didn't think I didn't think it'd take this long, but this show has really gone down the toilet.
Well, okay, now you've stooped to his level.
Was that necessary?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have to acknowledge that, you know, some of the things you were coming up with today, Carl... It's not good.
And look, I did have a breakfast smoothie. I might need to go into it.
And to be fair, we are in the midst of a heat wave, and I'm not talking about outside. We forgot to turn the aircon on in here, and
that's
it was
your
about 50,000 degrees.
It's your fault. You've got the remote. Mm. I don't.
I apologise for bringing it to your attention too. It was, not great.
What?
Because I exhaled during the segment, and that set you guys off.
Well, no, you set us off as soon as you walk in here, to be fair. This was...
Wow.
A further... set off because you sighed and your mic was on, so it was audible. It was an audible set off.
Yes, exactly.
There's a difference.
Which is great because we had two of those moments in the show today. It was Jack and then the dog outside. So,
Baxter. But
what
that was
a duo.
One was polite, the other.
Not so much.
I know.
Not
Baxter,
warranted.
Baxter really needs to work on his manners, I know.
He's a dog. Someone else might be a dog as well. Has tendencies.
You know what? I was going to say...
Stop barking, mate.
I was going to say, I apologise for the swearing on the podcast.
Don't you dare. We are not going another week with a swear word.
Excuse me.
If you do it, I'm leaving.
Carl,
I'm genuinely done.
Carl.
What?
If you let me finish, right?
I will, but don't swear.
Righto, Kanye West.
Please no swearing. We are not swearing.
I just wanted to say I apologise for the language on last week's podcast, but I have said to you both that I will go through this whole podcast without swearing. Just don't provoke me, all right?
I'm not provoking you, but I don't want to hear it.
Good.
So anyway, there was
What are you laughing at, Pixie? What's going on?
That's testing the friendship.
You know what I've noticed with Jack? You're very fired up today, and it started when we suggested that maybe it was your turn to get the coffees. And since then, you have just been a deranged individual.
Basically,
look at you and you take a swing. And you know what? It says more about you than it does us, although it says a little bit about us.
He is a tight backside.
Sorry?
Thank you.
I'm using that turn of phrase because I don't want to use a term that might be deemed explicit.
You know, the squats of 110 kilos, it really does help.
Yeah, okay, so you're a tight ass. Shut up. We covered social media obsessions. I spoke about how I went numb in my lower half. I've recovered now.
And I just carried the show, just quietly.
You really did.
I have a sore arm from having to rein the two of you in for the
Although,
past
2 hours. Although, can I just say that the conversation on Taylor Swift was not warranted, hence why you got this.
It was the actual...
It was important, okay?
No, it was
Taylor
not.
No.
Guys, whether
Don't
you like her
us.
Or not, it is Taylor Swift.
Shake it off. Just shake it off. Okay.
The conversation just comes out of the woods.
Think about it in your wildest dreams.
Oh, I tell you what happens in my wildest dreams.
You're not 17 anymore.
I'm not here.
Well, there you go. You had to take it there, didn't you?
Jack.
What have we done to
deserve
this?
I know this is visual, but what's happened to your headphones, mate? It looks like you're about to star in an Olivia Newton-John music video.
Is that a compliment?
It looks like you've got a headband on. What's happening? There we go. That's better.
Right. There we go. Is it fixed now?
Let's get physical.
Xanadu, do, 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 Xanadu.
Can I just say, just quietly, just now that we are off air, I have done an immaculate job. My stomach has felt like it has needed to rumble for 2 hours and it hasn't yet. What is that going to do to me?
I have that effect on people. I make them feel sick.
And on that note, enjoy the podcast, everybody.
This is shorter this week because we've got nothing else to talk about. Nah. It's still long, but you know.
We've all got heat stroke.
Is that what it is?
It's hot.
Is that what...
I'm walking off birthday weekend.
I'm fatigued.
And Jack's just being Jack.
But is he a negative Nancy or is he a jumping Jack?
Anywhere else he'd get the sack.
I'm surprised he hasn't. That's our Jack. Enjoy.
Bye.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you. It's the 12th of February for 2024. Good morning. Oh, what's going on there? Are you on your... Can you change to that microphone? That microphone's just not working for you. I've got the fader up and everything. I'm sorry.
Is this thing on?
Are you there?
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Great start.
Is that what they call, the athletes call the false start? Is that what just happened? The gun went off and I've just stumbled?
Premature. That's what they call it.
How are we? How good does Bayside look this morning?
Beautiful. And it's good to be back by the bay. Can I just say that off the top?
That was stunning.
Anyway,
lots to cover on the program this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 0404 000 736.
Mic's on. That's a good start.
Am I going to sit like this the whole time?
I think so.
It's a press conference.
It's good for your posture. You're looking very straight.
I said no comment.
This is David Parler.
Can't make that clearer.
Is it true for your Monday morning, 5 minutes past seven? We've got mail right after this.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Is your mic on?
Is this thing on?
Good. Okay, we're back.
Good.
It's Monday breakfast with who you just heard.
Well, it's Carl and me, 50%.
By the end of the show, we hope we found the other 50%.
I need to frantically get my word count up now because that's what I'm contractually obliged to. We have the same amount of words said on the show and I'm behind now.
How many can you say in the show?
Oh, a lot.
Some of your wildest dreams.
Happy Tay-Tay week, everybody. As, you know... 100% of this room not being able to go. I cannot wait.
Missing right now is looking at us like, I think you should just shake it off.
Gosh. I love the fact that we have been talking about this week for 6 months and it's only this week it's rolling around. I was talking to someone the other day who's a journalist and apparently in the papers every day they have to have 2 Taylor Swift articles because it gets people excited to read it. 2.
It's like when a particular kind of publication... used to put all those articles out about, you know, ex-AFL footballers' wives.
Not good.
Why? Why do it? Anyway, that's a separate note. This is You've Got Mail, and that wasn't mail. It's basically when we look back at last week's show and we present to you, the avid listener, feedback that you've provided us.
Yeah, and can I say, I've got some good feedback for us this week, team.
Right, okay, can you share?
Because we went global.
Yeah.
Now, last week I told you about my little wingman story about how I was helping my friend Monique celebrate her 1-year anniversary with her boyfriend Fergus, right?
Yeah.
So I caught up with Monique last week and she goes, oh, yeah, that segment, because obviously she listens to the show. Thank you for your support.
Thanks,
we love you. Anyway, she was telling me that instead of Ferg telling his family who live over in Scotland about what happened, he sent the audio of us instead.
The whole podcast?
No, just that segment.
Okay.
They isolated the audio, I'm sorry. They didn't have they're busy in Scotland.
There was
they
a
can't
lot of other good
us.
Stuff.
Yeah,
though,
I know, but you know.
We missed the 10-minute preamble in our podcast.
Yes.
In case you've never listened, Carl and Catherine... just do a bit of a Google search. It'll come up with our podcast. And we talk a little bit about what happened on the show that you're now listening to right now. Well, hopefully listening to right now.
We attempt to because we end up getting very distracted, which we're doing right now. So basically, yes, his family listened. They were very impressed. So thank you so much to Ferg and his wider family for their support. Appreciate it.
Any other notable feedback from last week?
They said that you had to lift your game.
In what respect?
All.
Ah. Was that Ferg and his family? Because I'd be disappointed.
No, just general chatter amongst the podcast listeners. Oh, actually, though, we did get a lovely one too. My friend Laura messaged me completely out of the blue saying,
Laura.
I listen to your podcast every week and I love it. I think it's really funny.
That's good. I had somebody ask me, do you add stuff to the podcast?
What do you mean?
They listened to the show on catch up, having seen it posted on our socials, and said, "Oh, I listened to you live, and then I listened to the podcast to see if what I listened to live was the same thing as what I listened to."
What a stan! Who is this person?
And when I listened back to it, there was stuff, extra stuff that I never heard before.
Who is this person?
They will remain nameless.
Well, I appreciate the fact that they listen to both.
Maybe somebody from the gym.
They're the MVP.
Mm.
Yep. They are the clubhouse leader. Whoever you are, anonymous.
I thought that was nice feedback, though. Do you add extra stuff? Yes, we do.
Well, it's 10 minutes of us just chatting. There's no extra. Let's just put it this way. There's nothing good added.
It's amazing, though, because sometimes I think of things as we hit 9 o'clock. It's like we reach 9 o'clock and I forget, oh, I forgot to talk about how I changed my glasses.
It has its own story arc, the podcast, and it revolves around.
Hit 9 o'clock, I forgot to go on about how I'm a closet comforter.
Anyway, if you would like to send us some feedback, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. We accept all sort of feedback, but particularly good ones.
Carl and Catherine with you on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM. I had a serious problem the other day.
A serious problem?
It was pretty serious, yeah. I was in the bathroom.
Do I want to know this story?
Yeah, look, I need to share it because I was actually really concerned. Being a tall guy, I got long legs. And I lost the circulation in my legs. Wasn't good. I was really worried.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was sitting down for a long time. Too long. In the bathroom. Anyway.
Wait!
Look, I was concerned. I generally wouldn't bring this kind of thing up. And I'm bringing it up at this time because it's early in the program. I would not throw this upon anybody after 8. I sat down and, you know, I was scrolling around and then
Scrolling? What?
I was scrolling on my phone. I'll take my phone in with me. And then I just, you know, everything went a bit numb. I was like, oh, that doesn't feel good. I better stand up. And I stood up and I felt wobbly. And I could stand up, which was the good part, but I had pins and needles real bad, really, really bad. And that was the longest I reckon I've ever lost circulation in my body for, my bottom half. So anyway, as you naturally do, I jumped on the Google machine and I said, why do your legs fall asleep when you're sitting down? And it says, if your posture isn't up to par, it could cause your legs to fall asleep. And that's what happened. So crisis was averted. I got movement in my lower half and it was okay. I mean, my legs, for those who've just joined us, my legs, they went numb and I was seriously concerned because it's happened before and it might be for like 15 seconds. You lose the pins and needles in your legs and your feet and everything's restored. It didn't happen for a while. So I was like, this is not good. Should I seek help? Should I call somebody?
I think you do need to seek help, actually.
In more ways than one. Anyway.
Well, thank you for sharing, I think.
Good news is, if you ever don't feel anything down there for a little while, it's okay. It'll eventually be restored.
No. Let's not give that sort of medical advice,
I am
please.
Dr. Carl, but do not take my medical advice.
Yep, do not. In fact, if he says something, do the absolute opposite.
Mm. But I wanted to pose the question, when you've really been worried about something, it might have involved yourself personally. Mm. Like you might have seen a spot on yourself and be like, oh, that wasn't there yesterday. What should I do about it? I mean, I'm actually finding spots on myself occasionally too. I think it's just from the sun, exposure to the sun. Probably should go get those checked too. Again, don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor, so don't take my advice on what I just said there. Anyway, has it ever happened to you?
Well, I just want to, I don't want to say fix this segment, but I'm going to.
Thanks.
Because we may be in sync because yesterday.
Oh, really? You had the same thing?
Well, wait for it. Mine's much more impressive.
Yep.
Yesterday was out for lunch, having a bit of a chat, and I say, you know what? It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining. I think we need to have one more round before we go. Of a hydrating liquid, which we will not go further
away. Gatorade?
About. Precisely, Powerade, actually.
Thank you.
Because, yes, we are allowed to say brands at this station.
Sports drink.
Yes. Anyway, and so I got up and went to order, and it was at that point I realized that from my hip down, my whole leg had fallen asleep.
So it doesn't just happen to me. Is it an age thing?
No.
Because you're 29 now.
Anyway, But the thing is, what makes my story so heroic is I had to carry a round of drinks back with only feeling in one leg, and I was in heels.
Oh.
So mine's much more impressive.
I reckon
than yours.
Heels cut your circulation. Not good for you.
Speaking from experience.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I told you, you got to wear a wedge.
It's something that I've been keeping to myself for a long time. I just get enjoyment out of it. That's actually how I'm so tall. I have hidden heels that you've never heard of before. It's a genetic enhancement.
That's not genetic.
No, I know it's not. I just thought I'd throw it out there. It's not. Well, your height is. I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, you can't, like, improve your height, can you?
Some people do.
I'm sure there's a drug for it. But again, I'm not a doctor here to tell you what to do. Hey, and please don't.
Dr. Carl.
Do not seek drugs to get taller.
See, there's one thing I know you can do, and that's not giving medical advice.
Yep.
You can get us out of this segment and play a song.
All right. No, we're going to go to a break instead. It's Carl Catherine with you. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been concerned about something? Maybe you've just felt numb.
I'm concerned about my co-host.
Thanks. Tay-Tay for your Monday. Super Bowl Monday.
Super Bowl Monday.
Some. It's Carl and Catherine with you. For others, it's just another manic Monday.
Well, can I just say, I was looking at footage on the way in this morning.
Well,
I mean,
you shouldn't before do that when you
before
drive.
I left.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
And oh my gosh, you forget every year how big the Super Bowl is. Now, obviously, my Super Bowl is the halftime show. Apparently, they play a bit of footy around that. I don't know. But this year is a big year.
How so, Catherine?
Usher, halftime performance. Now, I don't know if you have seen Bayside, the trend that's happening online at the moment, but it has become my whole lifestyle. Until he performs today, this has been my obsession. So people are taking to social media to predict how Usher is going to open his Super Bowl halftime show. So people are getting online. They're actually performing. So they'll pick the song and then they'll say, lights down, Usher, Usher. Yeah, man. So they're actually predicting it. And there's a bet going along as to what song he's going to do.
Mm.
Now, I decided to bring this because I don't procrastinate at all.
Yeah.
At my workplace at the moment, there are post-it notes on a few employees' computers because we have spent so much time figuring this out that we have a lunch bet on, gamble responsibly, where whoever gets closest in set list to what Usher's going to perform gets lunch. Okay?
Well, the good news is for those people that are involved in that little wager, it's very easy to buy for you because all you're eating these days is Pokemon bowls.
Yeah, we love them. Anyway, so all we have done at work for easily a week now is we'll have a quiet moment. We're all working on our computers and then all of a sudden I'll turn to someone and be like, I see it now. A single light is going to shine down. And then all of a sudden you're going to hear, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
And then you turn your head to the side. Can I tell you, I was so confident in my set list, so confident, until I saw the breaking news this morning of his guest, because you know how they love to bring a guest out.
Who's he got?
Well, I thought he was going to open.
Calvin Harris?
No.
Oh.
Initially, I thought he was going to open with yeah, but then I said no, because he will bring out Lil Jon later. Because there's rumors that he's bringing Justin Bieber out. Because remember, Usher was the one that gave Biebs his start. He signed Biebs, so that was exciting. If you don't want spoilers, block your ears in 3, 2, 1. Alicia Keys.
Really? Empire State of Mind.
That's not Usher's song.
Doesn't matter. That would go. Imagine that, because at events like this that are large, they do also tend to do songs that they're not intended to do.
The only person that has done that is Katy Perry when she had Missy Elliott on.
Yeah.
And she, because Missy Elliott was only in one of the remixes of her song. No, My Boo.
What about in Australia at the grand final? Every year, the act usually, if they're international, do a song that's an Aussie song.
Cute that you...
The Killers...
Are you actually...
Years.
Hang on.
That in 2017, for me, that was absolutely incredible.
Are you actually comparing our little grand final performance to the Super Bowl halftime show?
I am, because the MCG
you
is the Super Bowl.
You are, as
of Australia.
The young kids say, DeLulu. Absolutely DeLulu.
Is that...
That's actually a thing.
Is that up there with slaps or...
No, DeLulu, delusional. That is you.
Are you going to slap me after my comment there? Is it that ridiculous?
Well, Jack backhanded you after that segment before.
Oh, he was looking at me. He was giving me the wind up.
Speaking of losing feeling.
I thought that was over.
No, I genuinely, so now I'm having to rearrange my whole thing. So the post-it note that is currently on my desktop at my workplace, yep. I have to get to work immediately after this show and fix it because I have made a grave error because I, can I tell you what my rundown was?
You can tell me.
So I have on my desk at the moment, I have him opening with, oh my God, baby, let me, I did it again, right? But then I thought in a tonal change, he would then go into My Boo because it sounds good together. The da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, right?
Not when you do it though.
Then I thought somewhere in the fold towards the end more, the remix, the red remix would come out and he'd finish with DJ Got Us Falling In Love Again. That was my set list.
Okay, I'm going
to
let you finish.
I need to change it now.
I'm going to let you finish, but can I just say, if someone is going on before him, because they usually have warm-up acts.
No, they don't.
Mm, they do.
Have you ever watched the halftime show in your life?
No, I'm just making an assumption.
There is, Bianco, you are actually basing it off the AFL pre-match entertainment.
I can see the start of that song. Do you? Right?
Bianco, okay, for people who have never watched the halftime show before, and shame on you, what happens
I have,
is
though, in parts.
American football.
I only watch the highlights reel.
They, pause for halftime. There is about a 5-minute window for the stage for the halftime act to be built and they start. They don't know what time it's going to happen. There is no pre-match entertainment before the halftime show.
Okay.
I don't... Can you just do me a favour and watch it this year, please?
No, I'm too busy, sorry.
Doing what?
I don't know. Twiddling my thumbs.
Watching the best of Robbie Williams' performance from a couple of years ago.
Listening back to our podcast.
Seriously. Anyway, I want to hear people's predictions. 0404 000 736. You need to lift your game.
Why do I have to lift my game for? If I don't want to watch Super Bowl entertainment, I'm not going
to
watch
it. I'm not telling you have to watch it. What I'm saying
do you know what
is
the good news
just
is?
Think, oh, I've watched something that's slightly similar. I'm just going to compare it to that.
And it's halftime in Super Bowl, whatever number it is. Right now, we're going to go to the halftime entertainment. And this is, what was his name again?
What happened to your crowd?
I don't know. It just stopped. Yeah, okay, we're not playing Usher. This is Lucy Tiger, who was number 2 on the AMRAP charts in the metro areas last week. It's a little song called Hummingbird.
I think this was this also at the grand final at the AFL?
It could well be. I went on a long road trip.
You did?
We went across the border.
So you ditched your e-bike and you got in a car?
Yep.
On the road again.
But you know what people generally say about road trips? They either love them or they loathe them.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I like them.
I think it depends, A, on who you're with and B, what your setup is. If you're not getting snacks from the servo, I don't want it.
I do that as a lock. I fill my car up.
Yeah.
Right to the top, put the best petrol I can in.
Yeah, don't do that.
I put premium petrol. I go real expensive. I want to preserve my car.
You've got like a 20-year Commodore. It does not need it.
Sorry. Take that back. It's 14. It's not 20. Yes. Okay? It's 14 this year. It's the same age as Fifi. We got it in similar times. Remember, I think the car came first, then the dog. I think. Anyway, it's not important.
Get back to it.
So, I drove up to Cobram. In regional Victoria,
yes,
which is right near the border of New South Wales.
It is.
And we crossed the border to go to Baruga.
Bless you.
I just love saying it that way. It's Baruga, but the way I said it was Baruga. So that was where I was on Saturday and Sunday until about midday-ish.
Yep.
Anyway, as I was saying before, long car trips can be annoying. However,
with you in the car, I think.
Well, I mean, I had 2 other people in the car with me.
Brave, brave people.
They also had to share a room with me.
Oh.
Well, we had to stay overnight.
And when do you have pins and needles?
Stayed in a... Thank you. That's enough out of you. Anyway, how do you prepare for these trips? So, of course, you go to the servo, filled up my car, and I bought all the snacks.
Yep.
I got traditional chips, crinkle cut. Has to be crinkle cut. Crinkle cut original. This is something about a crinkle cut chip that hits when you're when you're driving.
So crinkle cut, yeah.
Yep. Lollies that I didn't eat.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Got water.
Which must be sour, can I say?
No.
Sour lollies, yep.
No, they were a packet of a party mix and the party mix did not get open.
Fair enough.
What else did I have? I think that was pretty much it. And water. Water's a necessity. Mm-hmm. And you know when you've just got the right people with you on a car trip? So it was around about an hour and a half in, and the person in the passenger seat next to me said, I feel like some chips, and cracked them open, and salt was needed. We had some salt. We were very strategic. It's good to have a strategy when you're going in with a mindset of, do I loathe this or do I love it? Mm-hmm. And it was like I had the perfect pairing with me. I had three people.
Would you like to shout them out?
Yeah, Julia and Alicia, thanks for being my travel companions. It was good fun. And we just had, we created a playlist too. We called it the Cobbers Playlist, if you want to search it. And the photo is of Dane looking like a cobber.
I don't think we even established. So Dane, who is our featured artist, is also a friend of yours.
Oh, sorry.
You drove up there because he lives there for his birthday.
Yes. He's the Brett Sutton of the regional areas, the Moira Council. That's what we call him. It's a bit of a joke. Well, that's what I call him. I don't know if anybody else actually calls him that. Revelation, if you're listening, everyone. He basically, he's high up in the health department in regional areas of that particular area. He's responsible for certain councils, including one that I just named. It's okay. We don't live near it. But can I just say it was immaculate up there. Lovely people, great food and coffee. I enjoyed my time. I've never been up to Cobram before.
I have.
I don't like going into New South Wales, quite frankly, but I had to do it. I made a sacrifice. In life, sometimes you have to make sacrifices. It was a big one. I probably won't do it again.
Oh, okay. So it was. You just spent 5 minutes just saying, I loved it. I loved the road trip element of it.
No, Cobram's really nice. And Baruga actually was
nice. Say it properly.
Baruga. Baruga was very nice too. I enjoyed my time in Baruga. It was all right, but I'm not one to leave Victoria very often.
Yeah.
I mean,
you did leave for a cruise and then you know.
I don't like any other states. I'm sorry.
So you and Rebel Wilson have that in common.
Yeah. Victoria is my home, okay? Melbourne is my home. Bayside is my home. I love this area.
Hey, I think it's time that we spin a bit of the Cobbers playlist, hey? Let's pop a song on.
Well, we're not putting a song on from that playlist because we're going to take a break. Off the back of that, I'm going to play our featured artist from last week, Tanya George's new song called I Know You, and then we'll get the Cobber himself, Dane, a.k.a. D-O-G, on to talk about his new song called Gonna Make It. Hopefully, I'm going to make it to the end of the program, and maybe you will as well.
I don't know. The jury's out.
Is it? Okay. This week's featured artist, he has been on this program plenty of times. He has co-hosted when you have not been available. He is my go-to when you are not available a lot of the time.
He's also my birthday buddy.
Yes, he is your birthday buddy. He is a few years older, though. 50, in fact, if you ask anybody at the Baruga Sports Club.
Wait, hang on. Are you telling me the Cobber's on the line?
The Cobber himself, DLG Music, a.k.a. my mate Dane. Good morning, Danos.
Hey, Dane.
Oh, my Lord. That was hilarious. How's it going, guys?
Good. Good, mate. How are you? Have you recovered from the weekend yet?
Oh, look, I feel like my 50 years of wisdom got me through the weekend, to be honest.
Do you want to tell the story or should I?
I'll tell the story. So my fabulous girlfriend was trying to get me a birthday cake and I'm an avid lawn bowler, so basically she wanted to get a lawn bowls cake made up, and my nickname outside of music and whatnot is Boots. So she went to this place and said, hey, can you get a lawn bowls cake made that says Happy Birthday Boots on it?
Oh, no.
Never said my age. Never said my age or anything. Anyway, I get a phone call from her. She's like, I can't believe this. I said, what's going on? She's like, they didn't write birthday. I'm like, what do they write? She goes, it says Happy 50th Boots. I'm like, you know what? You know what? Just keep it on there.
That is amazing.
I don't understand how someone gets just write Happy Birthday Boots to Happy 50th Boots.
But the best part is, though, Dane, everyone has that moment. I felt it too over the weekend where you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so old. But when yours says 50th and you're nowhere near that, you must feel like a spring chicken. That's a good little life hack.
What's worse? I was like thinking about it the other day. I'm like, my girlfriend's 26, so they must think I'm a sugar daddy or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would be old enough to be her father if, in fact, you were the age in which we're talking about right now.
Anyway, music, yeah. Bianco.
It was good fun heading up to Cobram, mate. I'll have to come back and visit you soon. But we're here to talk about your music. And, you know, Low Key was a great song that I really enjoyed. I think you've just gone from strength to strength with your music. Wish You Well came out last year. And now you've collabed with Zach G to release Gonna Make It a couple of weeks ago, mate. How's it been received, and how long has it taken you to get this song out?
Yeah, so it's been very well received in America, not so much in Australia. So if I ever go to Chicago or Houston, I'm going to pop off there.
What, with your 50-year-old cake, or?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so it's been going good. I just checked before coming on, and it's almost at 10,000 streams. It kind of just kicked off last week around Tuesday. I was like, oh, no, the streams are pretty stagnant. And then all of a sudden, Spotify's algorithm kicked in, and then all of a sudden I've got onto these other playlists, and then it just kind of popped off from there. So, the beat itself I had for ages. I just couldn't find the right person to finish off the track. And then all of a sudden I came across Zach on Instagram, and I was just like, you know what, this guy sounds pretty cool. I will go and just chuck him an inbox. And then we started listening to each other's stuff, and he's like, man, I want to hop on this track. And I'm like, done, it's yours. And then he did his verse, and then the rest was history.
Oh, well, you make quite the team. But my question, Dane, I was about to ask you how you met Zach, but when you have genuinely never met somebody before and you're working in such a collaborative environment like this, does it help or hinder to not know a person personally when you do this?
Ooh. Well, yeah, we actually haven't seen each other face-to-face. That's the weird thing about it. It was just all Instagram texts and voice messages. So, yeah, I think there's pros and cons to it. Like, in this case, I was just like, you just do your thing, and whatever you come out with, I'm sure it's gold. Whereas in other instances, I'd actually like to be with the person there one-on-one and, like, try and make something together from scratch. In this case, I think it worked really well.
For sure, mate. And this song, what's the lyrics and stuff, what's inspired that?
Well, people are only realising I've chucked a few cheeky puns in the song.
Yes.
So I like cruise ships.
Of course.
So
that's a thing we both love.
Yep. And there's a few cheeky boat puns in there in one section of the song. When you play it, you'll hear it. You're like,
AMF?
Really,
AMF get a run, or?
No. Oh, bow and stern did.
Okay.
My tires. and boat. Yep, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. You'll be like, oh,
my
tires. Really well done.
That's funny.
Yeah, and obviously there's another lyric in there that got inspired out of sheer frustration of trying to crack the Australian hip-hop music scene, because it's actually really hard. And especially, yeah, just being an independent artist and trying to find some help out there is really difficult, especially when you don't have a label or management. So, yeah, but I'm plodding along.
Oh, 10,000 streams, you're more than plodding along. Can I ask why it is so hard, the hip-hop industry here in Australia?
Oh, it's hard because if I don't really have any connections whatsoever. I kind of went along and did my own thing, and my first strategy wasn't sustainable. Like, Low Key's over 110,000 streams at the moment, but my strategy was very specific in that I'm going to mention two influences and hope that they share the song.
For sure,
and
man.
One of them shared it early, the other one heard it and shared it late, and that second one is the one that actually kicked off that streaming, and then Spotify kicked in and whatnot. So, yeah, I can't do that every song.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a cheat code that I worked out on my own. But, yeah, it's just also being in a rural community where country music is king is a little bit hard. it's one of those things. I just hope that I get heard by someone, and then someone shares it on their social media, and then someone else goes, oh, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
that's the way I'm just going to have to go about it.
100%, man. Hey, we love you. We're grateful for your time as always and for your music. So why don't you introduce Gonna Make It for us this morning?
No worries. Hi, guys. My name is DLG and Gonna Make It. Hope you like it.
Our boy DLG with Gotta Make It. It's his new song featuring Zach G, new Aussie music. We are the home of it, in case you've just joined us and you've been living under a rock. You hear a lot of it here.
Well, that's it. And Bianco, DLG's Gonna Make It. But
sorry, I'm having severe issues technically today. Someone's taken the
knob?
Yeah, that's it. They've pulled it off and they haven't... They've pulled the knob off and I haven't put it back in the right spot. So I've been trying to adjust my levels with my headphone volume. I had it really loud coming out of Dane's song then, and it just was like, oh, too much, and I turned it down and it wasn't quite... Anyway,
To pull the curtain back, yeah, we're struggling this morning. No, so DLG is going to make it. I don't know if this next person is going to, though, Bianco.
Oh, no.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend, live from a wedding they were going to. Okay.
Why does someone speak to you in the lead up to a wedding? Like, if they're actually...
It wasn't their wedding. They were a guest. Oh. And they were telling me they traveled interstate for this wedding. It was his partner's family friend's wedding.
Okay.
Her second wedding. Okay. So she'd been married, divorced, back on with somebody else, now getting married to them.
Well, why would you go to the effort to go to a second
wedding? This is the thing, right? So everybody's flown across the country to come to this wedding. It's a very hot day. They're in Perth, 41 degrees, very warm.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were just exchanging messages back and forth, and I said, how's the wedding? And he goes, you won't believe it. And I said, what? And he goes, they're already married.
What?
So everybody flew from everywhere,
went
to this wedding, sat down,
ready
for the ceremony, and they go... Bride comes down the aisle, groom there, groomsmen, bridesmaids, the whole kit and caboodle. And then they go, oh, by the way, we actually exchanged vows 6 months ago. We've been married for 6 months, but we're going to do this again now so you witness it. And did fake vows and then had a party. Now, I am hearing more and more of this sort of stuff.
No.
And it has me wondering on 0404 000 736, is this on? Because I just think it's a bit awkward because you're kind of like, well, why are we all here? Like, I'm a big fan of people. Like, if I were to ever get married, I would either A, elope, or B, just say, okay, engagement party, we get married there, all done. You know what I mean? Like, because they just go on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, these people have everyone sitting there waiting to see this beautiful moment. And then they're like, oh, sorry, guys, we actually have already done this. This is just for the photos.
But really. Were they in a suit? And bride's dress,
full wedding get up,
full kit and caboodle.
Yes, the whole thing, and everyone's sitting there like, "Well, what are we doing here?" It's sort of like if there was like the premiere, right? Everyone's seen a show, and then you come for closing weekend, and you're like, "Ah,
yeah."
You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, "Ah,
there's too much of that going on." We need to go back to those days of when things were traditional and iconic.
Oh, look, I don't know about that, but I just think you should give people a heads up.
In some elements, sorry. I went out on a limb and said everything should go back traditional. That's not the case.
No.
Because there's a lot of things that were traditional back in the day that would
No, they won't fly.
Pass the gravy anymore.
No, they would not go off the ground. No,
I take that
not
back.
Fly. Take
the
it back.
The quote that Carl Bianco said about 2 minutes ago?
Retracted.
Inaccurate. Retracted, thank you.
But yeah, I want to know, in terms of this sort of stuff with wedding etiquette, if you are already married, or if you are saying, this is our wedding and it's your wedding but it's not your wedding, should you tell people beforehand, particularly if you're expecting people to book flights and fly over?
Similar situation in my extended friendship group on the cruise. It's on a lesser extent, though. Mm. Great. Well, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
anyway.
Congratulations, Dave and Jess.
Dave and Jess. I love Dave and Jess.
I've been sitting on that secret for so long.
That they were going to get engaged. I mean, they were going to get engaged, but the whole process and how it was going to happen. So Dave told us.
Hang on. Are we allowed to say this story?
They're engaged now.
Yeah, but are we allowed to talk about this? I think we need permission. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, etiquette 0404 000 736.
Speaking of etiquette.
That's not your story to tell.
No, well, but it happened on the cruise. Yeah. It didn't happen on the cruise.
I think the engagement happened overseas. I think you need his tick of approval.
But they're engaged now, long story short. And we wish them well.
As for Carl's friendship with Dave, if he'd gone and told that story, not so much.
I didn't go into it so much.
Exactly, I saved you.
You stopped me, thank you. And that's what you're good at. You're good at saving me.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. When I go too far, you know how to...
Rein him in.
Anyway, it's news time. I'll shut myself up and hopefully recap or recoup or what's the word I'm trying to look for? I don't even know. I think I might leave. Jack, can you host the next hour? Let's go to the news. I want to know when you've been caught off guard. I've been caught off guard twice recently.
I thought you were going to say in the last 10.
Might involve the same building and that being work.
Okay, yep.
But this was really, really, like, just breathtaking. So, I got in the goods lift to work, which is also the lift that gets me to the car park. And I didn't realise I was, like, so out of it. I hit lower ground, right? And generally when you hit lower ground in our work car park, or, like, sorry, I should say that again, in our goods lift, it takes you to reception.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you won't believe what happened. So another flaw to this lift is if you want to go to the car park, you have to swipe your swipe access card and press the car park on one side of the lift as opposed to the other side of the lift. Anyway, I failed massively with what I did. I swiped my card and I hit lower ground on the lift. And what I experienced is something I have never experienced in my life before. I went to another side of the lower ground section of the building that I had no idea about.
I also did this last week.
Oh, so hey, it's not just me that's done it.
But can I just say how completely different we are? You're all wound up about it. I was like, ah, okay. Shut the doors. Off I went again.
No, I did the same thing, but it caught me off guard because it's, for context as well, if you didn't know, Catherine and I work in the same building,
yes,
unfortunately.
I cry every day.
But I'm bringing this up because it really caught me off guard. I had no idea that if you hit lower ground at work on the other side, which we usually click the button for to go to the car park, that it would take you to another section of lower ground in the building. It threw me off guard. The other thing.
I can't wait for option number two here.
Option two is not as good.
Okay.
It involves a bathroom. So I walked into the toilet. Anyway, as I was going to the urinal, I looked into the cubicles.
And, what? Why?
Well, I don't know. You just sort
weirdo?
Of...
weirdo?
You just look at everything. I'm an observationist. I like to...
Well, we know what sort of guy Carl is in the bathrooms now. Just does a full 360.
I go numb and I look everywhere. I was looking. And on the top of the toilets, they have a sign, hold for 3 seconds. Basically alluding to the fact that if you go to the bathroom and you need to flush, you should hold the button for 3 seconds before it will flush.
Yeah, that definitely isn't a thing in the ladies, so this is definitely a guy issue.
But what's the point?
What do you mean? I think they've made it very clear what the point is. You guys aren't holding the button long enough, and you're grown adults, and that's a real issue.
Bathrooms at workplaces are a no-go zone. They're just disgusting. Avoid by all costs, if you can. Just FYI.
So that caught you off guard too?
It did. I want to go into a bathroom just, you know, if I need to do my business, do my business. I don't want to have to go in there.
You just
want
to sit there and, yeah, let your legs go numb.
Catching the podcast if you missed it an hour ago. There's a reason I did it in the 7
I don't
o'clock
think it's going to make it into the podcast.
It wasn't that bad.
I feel quite violated. Producer Jack, don't you?
It's not going in there, mate.
What do you mean it's not going
it's
in
disgusting.
There? It's
disgusting.
It wasn't disgusting.
We'll reflect it in the podcast at the start, so stay tuned for that.
All right, fine. If you
I love that we are on a live radio show at the moment and all we're doing is pointing to the podcast.
Well, I'm not intentionally doing. I'm talking about what caught me off guard and you brought it up. It's there if you do want to look at it a little bit later on. But you probably don't want to hear the show, to be honest. It's been a show. Our chat with DLG was good fun. And a little bit later on...
Hey! It's not the reflection section yet.
No, I'm just saying. I'm promoting what's coming up, for those who don't know. Colin's after 9 as well with the news his music. I'll have more on that in half an hour when he gives me a bit of a summary of what to expect. Men's health and well-being and finance with Paul Gattell.
I think you should listen to the men's health and well-being segment.
I think
today,
I need to be honest. Quietly. Good call. Anyway, things that have caught you off guard. Anything ever really caught you off guard?
Stepping into this studio every single week.
Well, I can't stop you from not coming here. It would be breakfast with Carl Bianco again, which would be quite boring.
You're welcome, Bayside. I really am the people's hero.
In more ways than one. Anyway, let us know. 0404 000 736. Oh, it's getting hot in here. That's why. See, the other thing that's concerning me about this place in particular, I'm talking about Southern FM, right?
It's like the Sahara Desert in here.
We have, at the top of the hour in this place, and this is for a great reason, right? If people walk out, the air cons just turn off.
Oh, my gosh. I think we're all in like a fever. It is so hot in here.
So, anyway, the air cons turn off. Because if somebody leaves the building and it's unattended with aircons on, it's not good for anybody. And they turned off during the news when we were talking amongst ourselves. It's just become a heat show.
It genuinely went from like a pleasant 22 degrees to about 96.
We've gone into the Sahara, basically.
I think we need some ice packs. Anyway.
And some music.
Why do you keep doing this to me today?
I want to make sure you've got everything in order.
I went through the aging process on Saturday.
29 and fine.
29 and fine. And
like an old wine.
Thank you. I'm just aging beautifully.
Didn't say that part. I said like an old wine.
Anyway, so it was my birthday, up and about, obviously, getting into the festivities. And then I received a reality check, to put it lightly. Now, I got an email and I said, okay. And now I've obviously told you I've been going through the house hunting sort of process at the moment.
Was it about death insurance?
Yes. On my birthday. And I want to read it out to you, okay?
I didn't know that, just for the record.
Well, that's exactly what it was. Life insurance is the better way of saying it.
I just had a guess. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah, death's morbid.
So it's my birthday, feeling good, getting into the festivities. Hi, Catherine. Da, 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 da. Have you ever considered taking a look at what would happen to you if you became seriously ill or injured or died? If so, now's the perfect time to look at life insurance. Happy birthday, me, 29, and life insurance is just around the corner. Isn't that fabulous? Could it be any more festive?
No, well, I mean, we're not getting any younger, unfortunately. These things happen, though. When you age, you get messages like this.
Well, needless to say, it went straight to spam.
I got an email recently saying, is your super intact? I said, well...
You said, what's super?
I'm not super, but I think I'm intact.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I want to know, 0404 000 736, when have you just had the wind just taken under your wings? Because I genuinely had to think about that for a second, and then you sort of hit a point in life, and I also am very keen to know, at what point do you start taking yourself seriously in life? Like, I'm 29. I still think I'm about a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Is it when I hit 30? Is it 40 where you're like, okay, stuff's serious now. Now I need to start looking into life insurance and all this stuff.
I've said this before, though. I still feel like when you turn a particular or any kind of age, subtract 10 years. That's the mantra I'm living by.
Okay.
I'm not actually turning 28 this year. I'm going back to being 18.
Oh, gosh. Help us all.
In some respect. It's like how I said traditions should come back. In some respect. I think I should just become the "and some respect" person from now on.
You need to learn how to respect first.
Oh, wow. That's
She's
brutal.
Meaner at
that's,
29.
That's morbid. Yeah,
no,
look.
That's not morbid. What I got given was morbid.
Well, yeah. Death insurance. Oh, no, funeral. What was it? Life insurance.
Not funeral insurance, Carl. Oh, my gosh.
I've got your box sorted. No, I haven't. The funeral. What do they call them again? Coffin. That's what I meant. It was a joke. It did come through. I'm sorry.
I'm actually going to get insurance now because I want the insurance of knowing if that happens, you're not invited.
This is Sierra Kylie Minogue.
Oh, my gosh.
After this, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy.
Oh, he can only save us.
Save us. You know who is great? Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy. There's a lot to cover this morning from the actors. Australia's annual awards for everything Australian movie-wise and I suppose a bit internationally. It's basically our Oscars, isn't it?
Yeah, not the ACTORS. AACTA.
Yes, and someone who knows all about that is Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy. Morning, Lachlan.
Morning, guys. Are you two okay?
No, we're not. No.
I said I'm going to put Catherine in a box.
We don't need to talk about the actors. We just need to iron out whatever's going on between you two.
Ah. It's a long story. Let's just not worry about it.
It's 10 years in the making, yeah. Lachlan. Don't,
yeah,
just,
it is. It's a long
don't
time.
Don't try.
Maybe instead of getting me on in a couple of weeks' time, you should get a couple counsellors. That's what it sounds like.
We need insurance for our relationship.
Can you not bring it up again, please?
What?
You're lucky that I'm still here.
You got an email about health insurance or life insurance or some kind of insurance, and you made sure we all knew about it. And it's okay. Anyway, the actors, tell us, Lachlan, how did you see it? What was the highlight? What was the lowlight? Give us the rundown.
All right. Well, a couple of highlights for me personally was I liked to see that one of the greatest Australian shows that I've seen in a long time, Colin from Macau, swept. It's such a funny, cute little show that could. So it was nice to see that that got a lot of love. Talk to Me, an Australian horror film that's done gangbusters around the world, swept in the film category. And another beautiful moment was the late, great Cal Wilson. Her husband and son went up to accept an award that she posthumously won. And it was, I don't think there was, watching on TV, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. It was such a beautiful moment.
Oh, it's amazing. And that's the thing with Cal, she had such a legacy. But I think a lot of people now are really starting to watch her stuff again online and just realize how funny she was. So it's beautiful she was honored. Now, Lachlan, important, how did Barbie go?
Barbie absolutely dominated. Absolutely dominated. Like, there was one point where I think Margot Robbie won her second or third award. She started the speech by going, "You've heard enough from me." Yeah, no, they won best film. She won best actress. Ryan Gosling won best actor. I think the only award they didn't win was best director for Greta Gerwig, because that was Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer.
Greta is just getting robbed left, right, and centre. But what was really great too was Margot won the Trailblazers Award. And it was presented to her by Kate Blanchett. And Margot was talking about the fact that the stage in which they were actually standing on at the Actors, 10 years prior to that, she was performing in her Stedford at high school. And she was saying how her whole life was within 15 minutes of that theatre up until she was 17, because she was a Gold Coast girl.
And can I just add before you interject here, Lachlan, what Kate Blanchett was wearing? I've been sent a photo by longtime listener Deanna, and I hadn't seen it before this photo was sent to me. What's the go with the bow on her head?
Middle-aged Barbie.
Why?
Oh, look, I know nothing about fashion. I don't even think let me do a quick Google to
see
what she's
guys,
wearing.
No, guys, I've got you covered. Don't worry about it.
Do you want me to text it to you, Lachlan, while Catherine explains?
So basically what happened was Kate Blanchett was not wearing that the whole show. What she was doing was a funny little gaffe, because she was presenting the Trailblazer Award to Margot Robbie, and she decided, because obviously Margot was being... well, was getting the nod because of her work in Barbie in particular, she decided to go as middle-aged Barbie. So she dressed up as someone, I think Kate's in her late 50s. So she went by what she thought Barbie would look like at her age. And it was fabulous. It was almost like a nod to Sia. We'll put it on our socials.
That's fantastic. Gotta love Kate Blanchett.
She's fabulous. She really is.
What else were some of the highlights for you, Lachlan? Anything else stand out for you?
Anything else that stood out for me? I haven't seen the film. Speaking of Kate Blanchett, I haven't seen it myself. But yeah, there was a lovely moment when they gave the award for Best Actor in a Film, and it went to Aswan Reed for The New Boy. I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on what the film is about. But again, Kate Blanchett is in that film, and the way that she stood up and applauded this, I think he's like 10 years old. He's a young kid, and he won this award. It was just a lovely moment.
It's amazing. Look, I want your honest opinion, Lachlan, because historically, Australian award shows, they're not the best. So when you're looking at the likes of the Golden Globes and Oscars, which are just around the corner, and then you sat and actually watched the entire broadcast of the Actors, how did it stack up? Are our award shows getting a little bit better than they have historically?
I think award shows, they're all one and the same. It's all just, here's some jokes, here's some songs, and here's some people getting some statues. What I do like about the Actors, though, is that it's industry recognised. So it's Australian actors voting for actors, it's editors voting for editors, it's directors voting for directors. So it's the people with the no saying, yes, in this category that is my field of expertise, they're getting some love.
Yeah.
Unlike the Logies, where it's half the awards are industry recognized and the other half are voted by the audience.
And the Logies go for about 90 years as well.
This is true. This was done in like 2 hours, I think.
Fabulous. And really quick, your review, Rebel Wilson as host, thoughts?
I mean, she was only on for like, she did an opening monologue and then she introduced a song for a film that she's directing. I didn't really see. I thought there was going to be more of her, to be honest.
Because she obviously has started to get these gigs because of her BAFTA opening monologue a few years ago, which was exceptional. Was she on par?
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen that BAFTA monologue. I'm going to have to rewatch them. I thought she was all right. I wouldn't be surprised if they asked her back to host next year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's tick of approval from you, which is pretty good. Bianca, will you be watching the actors next year?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, but no. It's just like how...
Oh, one more thing, Lachlan, really quickly. How is it that it's a film award show? Why is there Best Digital Creator as a nomination?
Because it's like the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Awards. So that's what ACTA stands for. And then I think they're just branching out into other ventures. Because I think eventually, like it's with this age of streaming and all, not free-to-air television, but, you know, Netflix, Stan. I think it's just a way that they can open the category a little bit wider to allow more people to come.
Chilling, chilling stuff. Well, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, thank you for that. Pleasure as always. Great little recap. And I don't think you've sold Carl, but I'll definitely be watching it next year now.
Lovely. Thank you very much, guys. I'll chat to you in a few weeks.
There he is, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy. We love having him on the program. We'll hit to a break. More to come on the Sounds of the Bayside.
Last week, we finished the show, and then we broke the news that Kylie Minogue had won a Grammy.
That was a reason to interject in a song.
I've got another one for you. Newsflash, newsflash. Taylor Swift has arrived at the Super Bowl with Ice Spice, her mum, and Blake Lively. She's in all her gear, bold red lipstick. 2 hours before kickoff, she's there. She's arrived from Tokyo. She must be exhausted. But we can now officially start the Super Bowl because Tay-Tay has arrived.
What the actual...
Care factor, very little. Anyway, you know, something you should apply care factor to is reading terms and conditions.
Oh.
I haven't done it. And as a result, I'm subscribed to something now for 12 months and I can't get out of it.
No, what is it?
It's a subscription to a newspaper.
Oh, well, that's good. You can learn a thing or two.
Yeah, look, there's pros and cons to it. I went for the cheap option and it said subscribe for 12 months at this price. And I thought, oh, great, no worries. So if I want to do it for a month, I can get out of it.
No. Wait, hang on. What part of 12-month subscription did you not understand?
Well, I thought they'd give you like a...
There's no T's and C's here. It's actually in the title, 12-month subscription.
A test period. You know how you can subscribe to something, you're like, nah, I don't like it, and cancel it?
Yeah, but not in a 12-month subscription.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to pay X amount for 12 months, which means that's X amount out of my account across 12 months.
That's okay.
It's, look, There are small gains to it. I get to read the news. But the thing is, right, this particular organisation, I thought they run a separate organisation relating to sports stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought if I subscribe to one, then I would then get the entitlements of the other.
No!
It does not work like that. Does not work like that. Anyway... I could have told that to myself. Future self could have told past self that was going to be the outcome.
I like this topic because I feel like everybody has done this at one point or another. Like I am subscribed to 12 months of brain training because I did the same thing, free trial. But my problem is, and my phone now alerts me, I'll do a free trial of something and then forget that I have a free trial and then end up having to pay for the year because I forgot to unsubscribe. So brain training's quite good. I also have a subscription to, it's basically Netflix for learning called Masterclass.
Sorry?
I did it during COVID. I think I've done one class. I've had it for 4 years.
Can I just ask? Hello, Baxter. But Baxter the News Hounds just joined us somewhere, if you heard a bit of barking in the background. Can I ask, right, this masterclass relating to that streaming site, does it involve how to focus on subtitles when you're watching a movie that's filmed?
What was that movie? Buffering.
We're just becoming an Animal House all of a sudden. That was my best move. Does it explain the best way to focus in on an international movie, which has subtitles.
Look, it doesn't, but it has everything else. Cooking, comedy, acting, singing, writing. Kris Jenner has her own masterclass, How to Learn to Be Kris Jenner, which I've had bookmarked for ages. It's quite interesting, actually. This is not an endorsement because I barely used it, but I've had it for 4 years and I love it.
Jack, can I ask you, please get on mic here. I need to ask a serious question.
Yes.
In the 2 years I was away, when did the policy become, let's include Kardashians again? I feel like we had
I didn't say Kardashian. I said Jenner.
Same family.
Same thing. And I'm
I feel like when we did a show together 2 years ago, or for the duration we did a show, we had a blanket ban on Kardashians unless there's a valid news story that Catherine wanted to bring it up with.
Well, there is valid. That's Kim Kardashian valid. Stepped out with valid. Her new boy.
Well, big whoop. Who cares?
Cool, man.
Yeah, like, are you kidding me? I'm still not happy that you mentioned Taylor Swift at the top either.
Well,
hey, Tay-Tay is travelling time. Well, we don't understand.
As I said to you in the break, oh, wow, she booked a flight well. Big whoop.
Hey, I would like to see you're cranky at this time of morning from doing nothing, let alone doing a show, jumping on a flight, travelling back in time because she left Sunday night Tokyo time to arrive Sunday morning American time. And then she's jumping on a flight to come here.
Almost.
I think it's quite interesting, to be honest.
It's interesting, is it? Right.
Okay, well, Negative Nancy can just be quieted
for
a little while.
He's so grumpy. What?
Excuse me, don't take her side of the story in
well,
this.
Well, it's either Negative Nancy or Jumpy Jack. You take your pick.
I'm not Negative Nancy.
I'm not jumping in
at him.
Well, then I'm Jumpy Jack.
No.
I'm referring to what we're calling Jack
this
morning.
It's either one or the other.
He's either a Negative Nancy or he's a Jumping Jack, and he's somewhere in between.
Yeah, and I'm not jumping in the studio, I can tell you.
I would hope not. I think the thing that's just as bad as subscribing to something you can't get out of is when you have a subscription that you want to have and they deduct the money as soon as they can.
Or when you have a team member that you can't get rid of, no matter how hard you try. That was me, by the way, not her.
That's morbid. That's a word I've said too much this morning. Nothing's that morbid that I have to use that word as much as what I have, and I apologize. Can I put it on the record? Carl retracts that as well.
There needs to be a new segment, retract that.
Can that be, instead of the reflection section, we're going to call it retract that from now on. And we basically retract the last 2 hours you've heard on the station.
So all you would have heard is music and sponsorships, really.
Well, and that's fair. And about the Bayside Farmers Market.
You did that well.
And that is something I must go and have a look at. I'm putting it on my bucket list. In fact, I might actually go to it when it happens in a couple of weeks. For those wondering, I look forward to seeing you there. It's Carl and Catherine for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM. This is a bit of Sam Smith. I'm not the only one that'll be there. It happens to be the name of the song. Let's all click, everybody. Reflection section.
On time, ideally.
After this. Sam Smith's I'm Not the Only One for your Monday morning, or as Jack said, I'm not the only one.
We discovered something about our producer in the break that apparently he's a producer 9 to 5.
And a Barry White impersonation.
Baritone missing. Jack Baritone.
That was great, mate. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I really, really enjoyed it.
It was something. Well, I think we're all a bit rattled after.
I'm certainly rattled.
It wasn't good because you're laughing, but that's all right.
Is he coming back next week?
I don't know. Let's reflect about it now, shall we?
My honest reflection is if he's going to sing like that, I don't think he should. Have a spell, okay?
That's
1 week off. What have we learned today?
Well, a lot, actually. I've learned that if you lose feeling in your legs, you will start a radio show with it.
Well, the earlier the better. And they did come back.
Oh, good.
Everything was restored in the world. It's okay. I'm here. I can walk.
Good.
It was dire straits for a little while, but we're okay.
I also learned that happy birthday also sounds like happy 50th.
Oh, boots.
Yes.
DLG, his new song, is out, and we'll post that on our socials a little bit later on.
Brilliant.
I've learned that the universe is making Catherine's life flash before her eyes.
Is it that or Taylor Swift? Or Kim Kardashian?
I don't care.
I mentioned in context there. I'm not bringing it up because I want to.
I know.
Mentioned her about 50,000 times off air and on.
Yes, I know. But no.
Bring it out there.
Catherine and life insurance could be in your future, mate.
Speaking of, I've just got a really lovely text from my father regarding that matter. At your age, life insurance sounds like a good move. Forget about buying an apartment. Go straight to a retirement village. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, well, there's plenty savage. Out here. There is. And
this is the part where you should be leaping to my defense.
No, Laz is right.
Whatever.
You'd be comfortable, though. It's, you know, very friendly people. They give you good servings. Portion control. It's good.
Portion control.
I don't know. I just throw it out there.
I'm not going to a pound.
Well, you don't know that. I learned that, what was her name? Cate Blanchett wore something pink at the actors.
Yep, Barbie.
And Lachlan Mackay filled us in, the movie guy, about what happened there. What unfolded? Anything you'd like to share, Jack, from what you've learned today?
There are some times during segments where I just am just so exhausted, I just exhale live on air.
Yeah, I learned that this studio gets very hot on a 30-something degree day when you turn the aircon off. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, not advisable.
It was...
No.
I thought a camel was going to start walking through this studio. Oh. It was so hot.
Hey, stay cool out there, everyone. It's going to be a hot one today and tomorrow. Stay fully hydrated. Sunscreen it up if you are going to go outside and keep your air cons on. Colin's up with the newsman and his music. Reminding you as well, the Mayor of Glen Eira, Councillor Anne-Marie Cade, will be joining him as well. But until next time, when I have to retract something I've said, and we're back with you.
We've got high hopes.
That's the name of the song by Panic at the Disco that we're playing right now. Have a wonderful week.
Take care. Stay cool.
See you next Monday.
Let's do it all again then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.